Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That was not a great transition. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yes, much appreciated. And our thanks to our executive producer. His name is Dustin Rhodes.
Suburban women, will you please like me?
He's been known to say that various public houses. It's not true. And our thanks to our maven of sound, Mr. Kevin Zipak.
He's sad, you know. It's heartbreaking, you know. I could see it in his eyes.
And, Ray, I don't even know how to articulate the fondness and the esteem we hold you in, but bless
you,
sir.
Ray.
He's a great kid, you know.
And now we get to welcome in not just Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi is here as well. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello,
Layla Wednesday.
Gentlemen.
Yeah,
yes.
That
Layla
was
Wednesday.
Jarring, that promo. My God. Big voice guy is intense.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll ring
You've
in
arrived,
your ears.
Layla. You've arrived.
So Haw texted me yesterday, and he goes, hey, dial up the radio.com app. You have a promo. And I'm like, oh, is it Dan doing the topical promo, you know, where we talk about the next topics of the day? And he's like, oh, no, this is Big Voice Guy. So I listened to it, and Big Voice Guy is super intense. And I'm like, yeah, this White Sox situation wasn't working out. Layla Wednesday!
Layla Wednesday!
I'm like, yeah, this is a lot of contrast. I got to kick it up a notch, man. And I got to match Big Voice Guy's intensity.
You didn't really need the Rewind app. You just could have listened for the next 15 minutes. It would have played again and again.
But it was so much easier to rewind.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
was
thanks good. For the heads up on that, David.
Yeah, no problem.
It's so intense.
What about Tony La Russa? What about him attract anybody?
I'm done.
No offense,
we're going to get to this. I'm going to say the same thing I said about the Arturas Karnišovas and the Bulls, and I said that if they retained Jim Boylan, I was done completely, and that if somehow this is some Reinsdorfian operation to hire Tony La Russa, Rick Hahn's got to quit.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're done. Like you're threatening to quit, and that would
I would be completely done. Absolutely,
don't
totally, totally
hey,
done
as a fan.
Yeah,
as a fan?
If they hired Tony La Russa to manage this team right now,
okay.
Done. That is an absolute.
Okay.
Everybody should revolt if they do that.
Okay, but
that
Dan,
is malpractice.
Dan, stop yourself. Don't give them incentive.
This is insane. This is absurd and insane, and it would be absolute malpractice, and the fans should absolutely revolt if they do something like that.
Well, it's certainly not the direction I thought they were headed after firing Ricky Renteria, which I think surprised enough people. But I think if we're ranking shocks of the week, this would rank above that, you know, even above getting rid of Don Cooper. The fact that they would entertain, if this is valid, and if it isn't valid, they have done a poor job of shooting this down. If this is valid, this is the shocker of the week because it doesn't make any sense. It's illogical, and I could see why.
I got to tell you,
way.
The only thing that has made me feel better, and I know David, it was like a throwaway thought that you had early that I am clinging to like a life raft. The idea that they, in order to draw away attention from the idea that AJ Hinch has a little issue, you promote like you're going to hire Tony La Russa, and that gets everyone like, no, no, take A.J. Hinch, get A.J. Hinch. So it avoids any controversy whatsoever. What do you think? I love it, David. I love it.
Right.
This is very faux art of the deal here, what you're describing.
You're assuming a three-dimensional chess that just isn't being played right here. And I don't know. I never know with Bob Nightingale what's going on, but we know that he is he's always available to certain people to push narratives and to help out with agendas. And I think it's just the most likely scenario is that La Russa wants his name out there. He called in a favor from a friend, and they're just continuing to do this. But I don't know how this helps White Sox business at all.
He's 76. This is ridiculous. In contrast,
he's a walking
59.
Bicentennial.
Not that that's bad, but you know what I'm trying to say? When I heard this, you know what I kept thinking? Younger and more athletic. Like, that Bulls phrase
it's not
kept
just
ringing
that
in my mind.
Think about the culture of the team. Think about how hard they have worked to embrace youth and expressiveness and new school thinking and celebrations and multiculturalism and everything
that
they're doing.
That doesn't matter. Winning matters. Doesn't matter.
But
chemistry doesn't matter.
It's part of the same thing that what they have embraced and what they're selling. Everything about the essence of this team. And then you're gonna hire a dinosaur. And what is he gonna do when Tim Anderson flips his bat?
Hey, you come out on your seat next week. You don't want to do stuff like that.
Dan, okay, but you don't contradict yourself. I mean, culture doesn't matter because you just fired Mr. Culture. All that matters is the next manager able to embrace the analytics. That's the gap here. You wouldn't hire a guy that hasn't managed in 9 years. You wouldn't hire a guy that doesn't fit the criteria you identified on Monday. That's a bigger problem than him reacting to bat flips in a way that's negative. I don't think that matters.
I think it's all part of the same thing, though. I mean, because you did build. Ricky was here to help instill a culture, to help build a culture, and then you're bringing some old school guy who the last time we saw him was melting down in a World Series, didn't know how to get his relievers up, and then couldn't explain how he was on the phone and calling for relievers. Like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, do you remember him gibbering about what he was trying to do with Jason Mott and everything else?
That was so long ago. I don't remember.
That's so long ago. I don't remember it either.
I mean, he was lost.
Well, I mean, I honestly don't recall. So what does that say?
As a Rangers fan, I still have issues with the last time La Russa managed a team, and I'll leave it at that. But
Rangers fan, where's Ron Washington in this conversation? Because is he going to get another job?
He deserves one. Look at what he did with that Oakland infield. And I specifically will point out Marcus Semien. I think
He's not on any list that I've seen.
Does he want to be? That's the other question. Because Wash seems pretty content, but Wash always kind of did.
Sox job's pretty good. I would want the Sox job.
Yeah, I mean, if you want it, yeah, La Russa sounds like he wants it, but I can't take this as seriously based on every other action the White Sox have taken. It's such stark contrast that I don't give it a lot of credence yet.
But Dan's right. I mean, if that happens, then it's a total usurping of whatever responsibility Rick Hahn has for this, because I think if you listen to what they said about the manager they want, none of that would fit the profile of Tony La Russa. So that means that Rick, I would imagine Kenny, although he's separate from the conversation, but it just means that Jerry has assumed control in a way that no one saw coming.
Or did they? Because, you know, he's done this a time or two, and I mentioned the last commissioner hiring is perhaps a potential discussion point there. You know, he came out of nowhere when Manfred was up for it, and he mentioned Tom Warner, and this kind of feels that way.
Dan, who tells Jerry no? Who's the guy in the organization? Who's the guy in his inner circle that says to Jerry Reinsdorf, no, this is a bad idea, this is a wrong idea, no?
Well, look, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. It's possible that it's probable that this isn't really what Bob Nightingale says it is. It's probable that it's not. This was just a little nothing, and they're just doing a bad job of putting out this fire. And this is why it's weird to me, because they did it all really well, making sure that they took care of any Ozzie Guillen distraction right away. And it just is amazing to me that the same organization that would have discussed this and would have already said, look, people are going to start talking about Ozzy. We know that Ozzy can go off half-cocked sometimes, or Ozzy's kids, that there's all sorts of things out of our control that can make this thing messy. Let's call Ozzy. Let's tell him from the outset at our initial press conference, we're going to make it clear he's not in the mix. Why would a team that's so aware of that go down this road with something like this? None of it makes any sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense, but to discredit the report doesn't make much sense either, Dan. I mean, I understand that you're not putting a lot of stock in Bob Nightingale, but I don't know that that's entirely fair to Bob Nightingale, because he has been right on things as well. He does report information, and he's not making this up. It's not a figment of his imagination. He's getting it from somewhere, and he alone, behind the scenes, is not the only guy saying that the Sox have interest in Tony La Russa.
Yeah, I just don't know. There's a reason why USA Today would file it under opinion.
No.
And not reporting.
In opinion stories, facts are reported all the time.
Correct.
All the time. Every column has opinion as facts reported as facts.
I'm just wondering, then why not report it?
Here's my question, though, is if they put out this La Russa, somebody, and we all assume that somebody is the owner or chairman, if this La Russa thing came from the top, the very top, doesn't it also give the White Sox some space to interview and talk to other candidates too, and throws everybody off of the scent? We all know AJ and Cora are going to be brought up. But what about people like Carlos Beltran? What about people like perhaps Sandy Alomar? Does it take people off the scent of who else they might be talking to?
Oh, God. You know, I had to look it up. Do you know who was the White Sox manager the year before they hired Tony La Russa?
The year before, was it Bob Lemon?
It was Don Kessinger.
player yes. Manager.
Yes. Yeah. He's only 78. He's still with
us. So he's in the mix.
What if Hawk just comes out of nowhere and he's the new manager? What then?
I said that earlier. They'd have to tell Jason, listen, Tony La Russa's back, sorry, but Hawk's returning too.
Your sweet ass on that.
Or Hawk just play-by-play from
I mean,
the
it's,
dugout.
It's also just the way this is written. If I mean, going the most recent Bob Nightingale article, this is written as if he's an advance man for him. I mean, this is pure public relations here. When you read some of this stuff and how he says that La Russa was considered a genius managing his bullpen over the years. Like, no, he wasn't. Go back to with the Cardinals. He didn't know who was warming up. He didn't know who he had called. It was right in front of us.
The USA Today is not a local weekly. You know, it is not something that doesn't have a standard by which these things are vetted. And he wouldn't put this out there if it didn't have someone in the baseball industry endorsing the fact that it's true or that they're interested. There's some. It's not just somebody doing a buddy a favor. I have more confidence and faith in a guy who has been a baseball writer his entire career and what he has to say about it than to think that he's making this up.
I don't know. I don't. It doesn't. Then you're really publicly clowning your general manager. That's what you're doing.
It's a great job, right? I mean, we can agree on that, because not only do you have all the young group of stars, we said it earlier that Yoan Moncada, if he gets back to full health, that's like bringing in a free agent, a top shelf guy. I think everybody would want it. I can't imagine anyone. I would imagine that even Robin Ventura would want this job. That's how good it is.
Jerry Manuel is getting the number for Jerry. He's getting that out again. He wants in the mix.
You know, please. What's funny is we sound like an NFL coaching search right now that's real. Like, if you just replace the time frames and the people we're talking about with, like, NFL jobs, like Jerry Jones, your job's been open for 5 minutes. That's cool. I hired Mike McCarthy. Like, it's not, it's just, you know, we sound like we're in an NFL coaching
but
search.
But the Bears aren't
talking
about hiring Ditka. You know, I mean, I'd be like the.
But other teams do. Like, Rex Ryan got brought up a couple weeks ago on our show.
Yeah, well, let's go.
The bottom line is, I heard belts.
Stage him. Jerry's got a stage him. He talks to the media.
I mean, this is just, this is preposterous. This is preposterous. And I'm if there's any truth to this and this is going on, I'm done.
See, well, Dan, I do agree with you here. You know, Rick Hahn, I think if there is no validity to this, and this is why the longer this goes on, the more foolish it makes them look and the more undercuts his authority So why would they not try to get in front of this if there's nothing to this? Because you're right. It does make your general manager look powerless, like he doesn't have a voice in this.
Because you can't go around denying every rumor out there. That's why. You just ignore it and you let it run its course. I think if they come out to deny this, then they're obviously going to have to do that every time another name. We'll just keep going.
But it's not any ordinary rumor, Molly. It's a guy who has been historically reporting information with the White Sox, whose credibility has been enhanced by his ability to get inside information about the White Sox.
I think we're doing this, though, because they already came out and acknowledged Ozzie Guillen in the very press conference where they announced Rick Renteria is being let go. That's why this feels different, is because they've already acknowledged one major person in this discussion.
Here's the worst part of the whole damn thing. Now that I know that Bernstein's out, I want Tony La Russa.
You ask the question, who tells him no? It's got to be the answer. Yeah. The answer's got to be Rick Hunt. The answer's got to be whoever you've hired to run the team. Whoever you put out there to tell people what you are looking for in your organizational managerial search, that's got to be the guy to say, no, I'm not hiring him as long as I'm GM. And if you want to hire him, you become GM.
But if you say that, Dan, you're right. You're exactly right. But if you say that and you're Rick Hunt and you're the general manager and you're standing up to your owner, you better be ready for the or else, right?
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like if he wants to run the team, let him. If Jerry wants to run the team, let Jerry run the team. He can be his own GM.
But you're assuming a lot of things in that situation. You're also assuming that Reinsdorf has said, this is the only candidate you can talk to. Like, maybe he just said, talk to the guy. If we're going to assume all this, we might as well assume the other sides of it as well.
Well, Bob Nightingale says it's the number one choice. The job is offered to him, and it's his to turn down. There's no wiggle room there.
That's insane.
It's insane. I don't know what we're doing here.
I don't know.
Oh, I love that you're that indignant about it. I really do.
This team is. Look what this team is on the cusp of something here, and they've done everything right. Yep. And the whole point of moving out Don Cooper and moving is to engage at this game at the modern level, doing everything that the winning teams are doing. Look at what Tampa's doing. Look at what they do around the edges. Look at what they do to squeeze the life out of you by doing everything right and never giving you a break.
The only reason you have an opening is because you're on the cusp of something special, because you enter next season thinking World Series, talking World Series, embracing all those expectations. That's why you need a manager who can handle that.
I don't know. It makes no sense to me, and it makes me unhappy to think that they're not coming out and doing anything about this or saying anything about it. And if the longer this goes on, and if it keeps getting more real, and if he's right, and if he's actually reporting, he's saying it is true. He knows that it is Tony La Russa's job if he wants it, and it won't be anybody else's job until Tony La Russa turns it down. I don't know what the hell we're doing around here. I really don't.
Dan, cheer up. It's Layla Wednesday.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It's not real.
Layla, this is the worst part about your job right now. Dan's going to lay down on a couch there in the studio and talk about his relationship with his mother or something. I mean, you're really struggling, pal. Don't let it get to you. Wait until it happens before you overreact.
We all have these moments.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's much easier for me cognitively to just dismiss this as being the figment of Bob Nightingale's fever dream.
You're beautiful. What do you guys have today?
Ian Happ is going to join us in just a little bit, so we'll hang out with Ian for a while. Mike Florio at 10. At 10:40, we're going to talk to Glenn Kenny, the author of Made Men, The Story of Goodfellas, that is just out, a terrific book that I recommend very, very highly. He's going to tell us all about that at 10:40 instead of our midday midway. And then Hub Arkish will be with us and taking calls today starting at 11.
Have a great show.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.